This is Dr. Arlington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Banks, B-A-N-K-S, first name Pamela, P-A-M-E-L-A, date of birth, January 30th, 1961, date of evaluation, May 13, 2026, primary care physician, Dr. Claudel Stevens, chief complaint, 65-year-old African-American female, complaint of fluid on her heart. The HVI. Patient is a 65-year-old female who reports dyspnea, which occurred with both sitting and lying down, period. She further reported chest discomfort, period. She was then seen in the emergency room and felt to have gastroesophageal reflux disease, period. She initially ruled out for myocardial infarction and CVA, period. She then went to the emergency room on two separate occasions, period. On the second occasion, she was told that she had congestion in the lungs, period. The patient now presents for evaluation. Her past medical history includes one, hypertension, next number, pulmonary edema, question mark, next number, cervical nodule, next number, fibroid. Past surgical history, left nephrectomy, secondary to tumor. Medications, furosemide 20 milligrams one daily, spironolactone 100 milligrams one daily, omeprazole 40 milligrams one daily, metoprolol succinate 100 milligrams one daily. Allergies, lisinopril results in angioedema. Family history, mother died of breast cancer, father had congestive heart failure and colorectal cancer. Social history, patient denies cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Review of system, constitutional, patient report weight gain. Genitourinary, she has frequency of urination. Endocrine, she states that she overproduces testosterone, period. Review of system, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination. Vital signs, blood pressure 164/81, pulse 68, respiratory rate 18, height 66 inches, weight 217.8 pounds. In general, she's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The cardiovascular exam, significant for soft systolic murmur in the aortic region, period. Abdomen is noted to be enlarged. Data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 64 beats per minute. There is left anterior fascicular block, left ventricular hypertrophy. The impression, 65-year-old with several emergency room visits, found to have pulmonary edema, period. Patient has evidence of hypertension, which is uncontrolled, period. There is no history of asthma per se, period. The patient further noted to have cervical adenopathy. The plan will increase furosemide 20 milligrams BID, CBC, Chem-20, hemoglobin A1C, lipid panel TSH. All those labs are to be performed next visit. diagnostic testing, echocardiogram, nuclear stress test has been ordered. Follow-up, I will see the patient in 1 month. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.